And at the same time, I was increasing the afternoon, or at least the morning rather, insulatard, because I was getting rather high blood sugars in the afternoon. And it's only when you look back on your records, and this is the good thing about keeping records, not throwing them away, you realise how long it is that this process takes place before you realise it's urgent. And I look back and I suddenly realise that my morning insulatard has gone up 2.5 times over a period of about 5 to 7 years. A clear indication that it wasn't working properly, and that no matter how much I increased it. So the resistance, shall we call it, was setting in. I don't necessarily think that that was connected with the same thing as the early morning hypos, because the obvious thing to do is to reduce the evening insulatard, and reduced it and reduced it until I was taking none. And I was still getting these early morning hypos. And this, both of these problems are only just in the process now of being resolved. And as I said, you know, this started about 7 years ago, although we didn't realize at the time that this was going to be the pattern. And now I've gone over to completely different insulins. And for the last fortnight, I haven't had any early morning hypos, the first time for many years. But it is a point that where you've got to be careful that you can become resistant to certain insulins. It's not a common thing, but I mean, it's a bit like injection sites where you, after a while, many years, you can become resistant to those particular sites and need moving. My particular problem is having been diabetic since the age of 8, I can't move much more. I've been all around the body practically. And unfortunately, of course, we're back to square one when my mother said 3 injections a day is really not acceptable. And I'm on 4 injections a day now, and they think this is good. And, you know, with the lack of sites, I'm actually quite concerned for the future. But there we are.